And the next question is following on from the one we've just answered, is question 51. The questions about the commandments tend to follow this sort of pattern: what is required, and then what is forbidden. What is forbidden in the second commandment? Well, we read here that the second commandment forbids the worshipping of God by images or any other way not appointed in his word. The answer focuses particularly upon this question of images. Images. Things that we see with our eyes. Now, we live in a very visual world. And God has made a visual world. And God has given us eyes that we might see. And there are wonderful things in the world that our eyes can see. And God's given us four other senses, hasn't he? Who can tell me, of the children, what are our five senses? Rebecca? Smell? Any others from anybody else? Tim?
Touch.
Any others?
Ear.
Hearing. And there's one more, isn't there, Rebecca? We've done looking. Seeing, hearing, touching. Rebecca? Tasting and smelling. That's right. We've been given these senses, and we should enjoy and use the senses that God has given us, particularly the sense of sight. There are great sights in the world. There are great sights all around us. And God's given us eyes that we might enjoy them. And we know, don't we? Some of us would know that people all over the world who follow various other religions, they make objects which satisfy their sight. If you go into a temple which is Hindu or Buddhist or Sikh, you will see in particular all sorts of sights, statues, pictures, images, colourful things, very beautiful things. Now, why is it that the Lord God says in his word that we are not to worship him by images? What's wrong with that? Why not have, when we gather to worship, a great big picture of God, of the Lord Jesus, up behind me or somewhere up on behind up there? Why not do that? Why is that? Well, let me think of some answers, give you some answers. The Lord forbids it. He says, don't do it. Why? Well, one reason is that nothing can compare to God. God says in Isaiah, to what will you compare me? What image, what idol, what statue am I like? If you tried to make the most beautiful image of God according to your own imagination, it would be a blasphemous, dishonouring representation of the invisible, immortal God. I know that some of the children here have been told at school, draw God. Well, teachers shouldn't ask children to do that kind of thing. We can't draw God. It's wrong to draw God. God made everything. God is invisible. God is almighty. Nothing can compare with him. There's another reason why God says, don't make an image and worship that image and call that image God. It's that images and pictures and other things that appeal to our eyes in particular can very quickly become objects of superstition, of superstitious and false worship. Let me read to you from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 15 onwards. The Lord said to his people, you saw no form of any kind the day the Lord spoke to you at Horeb out of the fire. When the people were there on Mount Sinai, they didn't see an image of God. They simply heard the voice of the Lord from the fiery mountain. Therefore, watch yourselves very carefully so that you do not become corrupt and make for yourselves an idol, an image of any shape, whether formed like a man or a woman, or like any animal on earth, or any bird that flies in the air, or like any creature that moves along the ground, or any fish in the waters below. And when you look up to the sky and see the sun, moon and stars, all the heavenly array, do not be enticed into bowing down to them and worshipping things the Lord your God has apportioned to all the nations under heaven. They were not saved out of Egypt to worship the sun and moon and stars or anything else. Now, sadly, in the history of the church, Christians have gradually, subtly been drawn away from this command, and they've begun to use images, objects, idols, until in some cases it's full blown. There are churches you can go to in this country where there are great pictures of Jesus or statues of the Virgin Mary and all sorts of objects, and very, very quickly and easily these things become matters of superstition. Superstition. In other words, people think to themselves, I can pray to God more easily if I look at this picture of Jesus. It helps me worship him if I can see him on the cross. Now the Lord says, don't use statues, don't use images, don't use pictures. They mislead you. They actually cheapen and worsen the true glory of the invisible God. Now that is why, in our worship at Shrewsbury Evangelical Church, the aim is to keep the worship simple, and by God's grace, pure and holy. Our focus is on the Word of God, which is read and preached and heard. Why? Because the Bible says that faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. How will you or I have saving faith that will take us to heaven and forgive our sins? By looking at a picture of Jesus or of anybody else or anything like that? Not at all. By hearing the gospel message and believing in our hearts. And in that way, we are saved. These commandments are for our good. We are not to be seduced into thinking that we need images and pictures and other things that actually distract us and, worse, take us away from the living and true God. So let's give the answer to this question together, shall we? What is forbidden in the second commandment? The second commandment forbids the worshipping of God by images or any other way not appointed in his word.